So, since you're leaving, can I have your desk?
Sure.
Cool. How about this tie clasp?
Yeah, okay.
Can I have this blue pen? Oh. Can I have the rest of your makeup?
Sure.
Oh, so surely you won't mind if I take this little foam Smokey the Bear figurine?
No. You can pry it from my cold, dead hands. Okay, let's start the pod. Howdy, friends. It is April 24th. Thanks for stopping by on this Wednesday edition of your Pinpoint Podcast. Oh, it just doesn't feel quite as good as the past couple of days when we've talked. That's moisture coming on in from the old bathtub we like to call the Gulf of Mexico. And with that, eventually it feeds some rain and thunderstorms. So let's slice through that muggy air and get into it, shall we?
Well, y'all, I wish I had better news to share for you in terms of the overnight low department, but this morning is going to be the coolest that we see in the entire extended forecast. I suppose the good news there is that it's not going to get much warmer than what we're waking up to this morning, from the mid to upper 60s to about 70 degrees, but with this Gulf moisture in place, we ain't getting any lower than about 68, 69 in the morning. That might be nice in the afternoon, but it is going to be muggy for the foreseeable future, so we might as well get used to it. A southeast wind is going to be huffing and puffing all the way through the weekend, especially today, about 5 to 15, 10 to 20 with gusts even higher starting Thursday and carrying all the way through early next week. High temperatures will vary a little bit each day, just depending on how quickly we can shake the morning cloud cover. But with a couple peaks of sun here and there in the afternoon, upper 80s absolutely in reach. 90 degrees, I think, is reachable as early as Thursday, and we're anywhere from 87 to 89 all the way through next week. So, yeah, we could hit 90 one of these days. It would be the second time this year. Remember, we briefly got to 90 degrees back in March before a big cold front.
So we're actually feeding two weather makers that will be bypassing the state of Texas, the first of which approaches Texas on Thursday, thunderstorms in West Texas with that one, and then passes us up on Friday. Now, on Friday, it could spit up a chance of rain and some thunderstorms developing in portions of central Texas or a little further to the west. The question is, can they hold together to tumble into the Brazos Valley? As of right now, the answer is possibly, by Friday afternoon into Friday evening. And if that's the case, then we could see the severe weather potential gets shifted a little further to the south. Really, what we're going to monitor for your Friday evening, lightning for sure for outdoor plans, but maybe some gusty winds. Hail's not a huge concern by the time it gets to us. I think this would be a congealed line, maybe even a very small tornado concern. But wind right now looks to be the primary potential. Any Saturday plans, keep them. Isolated chance rain at best. I think what we got to watch now is going to be more thunderstorms developing in portions of North and West Texas that could hold together to get into the Brazos Valley by very late evening or even into the overnight. But that's questionable as well. I think the more likely chance, if we're going to find an actual weekend rain chance, comes Sunday. Rain and thunderstorms once again develop in the middle of the night to the west of I-35, and those have a chance to spill into the Brazos Valley during the day on Sunday, where again, the atmosphere is conducive to some gusty winds and sure, maybe a little bit of spin. But I think if we're finding rain and thunderstorms that are pushing out breezy, rain-cooled air, then likely it's going to be mainly a wind threat. At this point, nothing's off the table. We've got a lot of fine-tuning and clarity to get to. We'll keep you updated, though, over the next few days as we get that from the forecast data. So what about next week? Well, we're going to keep an isolated chance for rain and storms, at least for Monday, maybe into Tuesday. We've got two separate forecast models that we look at for the extended forecast. And when you get in this time of year, the extended forecast sometimes is wishy-washy at best. One of our extended forecast models says there's another complex of thunderstorms that tumbles in out of the eastern side of the state, while the other one, the more reliable one sometimes at this time of the year, says, nah, Sunday's your last chance and then we're done for the week. So that being said, low-end rain chance for now, but just know that we'll keep an eye as well on the early part of next week.
Well, I touched on this a little bit earlier, but there appears to be no real end in sight to this warm and humid weather. Shell and I were both looking at long-range model data that leads into the month of May, and I gotta tell you, there's not much there. There's a lot of ridging over the central portion of the United States. That doesn't mean we won't see any rain in that time frame, but any big cold front, something that could give us a little bit of natural AC, or at least allow us to turn off the AC for a little while, does not look to be coming anytime soon. So just get used to this feeling, and we'll keep you posted on if any late spring cold fronts can roll through. Alrighty, folks, I do believe that is going to do it for this edition of the Pinpoint Podcast. As always, we appreciate your time with us, and we look forward to hearing from you on the next one. For the Chief, Shell Winkley, I'm Max Crawford. Let's make it a great day.